Want more Justin, Desmond, and Jeremy? Check out patreon.com/soundsawesome. Yeah! Thank the light, everyone, and I will be your lizard in the thorn bush, aka looking at Fatty's nipples. Oh, sure, you won't let me see your wife's tits when she shows them while you're recording, but yours are all over my screen.
All right. I was going to be your incognito guy, but I'll be your, I'm a little drunk and it's hot in here today, so I took my shirt off. And when I get hyped, I take my shirt off.
Woo-hoo! So...
Who are you?
Oh, I am your lizard in the thorn bush.
Oh, that's right. Who's Jeremy?
He's talking to his wife, Sadai. He's in a different time zone, Sadai.
I'll come up with something.
She's in Korea, right?
Yeah, I think she's in... He can be your soul sister, Sadai, today.
There we go. Some of us are just better people than others. Hi, my name is Jeremy, and I have my priorities in order today. Go fuck yourself.
I don't know. It's so annoying.
I'm going to go to church. I'm going to call my wife. You probably...
Oh, I have a normal, healthy lifestyle. I'm not broken like the rest of the fucking Gen Xers in this world.
I am Jack's total lack of surprise to die. I was a little bit like my dad until once I had kids, I became my dad's identical twin. Like all the Jerry in me that hadn't come out yet came flying to the surface when I had kids. So I was like, oh, that's why my dad was the way he was. Cause we're...
And then after about 5 or 7 years, you're like, and you calm down, and then you're like, I'm like, hey man, I grew up with you guys. Like, I made a lot of mistakes. I was there. I did my best, and I was never ready to be a dad. I loved your mom. I loved you guys, and I tried my hardest. So,
and if you want to talk about it, I'm here to talk about it. And
always, you want to yell at me and tell me I'm shitty, and they're like, no, dude, like, I get it.
Eventually, you will, and I'm willing to take it.
That's what dads do.
We're 28-year-olds trying our best. Dude, I am as hard as a faucet. So let's get into book 4, The Shadow Rising, chapter 10, The Stone Stands. We just listened to chapter 9. You listened to it last week. I am really excited. Like, I always feel like, you know, we'll always have something to say, but I never expect to have to wrap up the show to shut us up. Like, I always think like, oh, the show will end when we run out of things to say. But I love that we can listen to 7 minutes and then a half hour later, I just got to be like, nope, we're done. We got to record another episode next week.
Well, it's because you're with me for one, but also the subject matter is something I love.
Yeah.
Dearly. So
it's so great. And just when I think I'm out of things to talk about, I listen to you and Jeremy talk and it's like, oh, that makes me want to know this. And so I'll ask that. And it's just so great. So Jeremy will join us in a minute. He knows these books by heart. So if he misses the chapter, that's fine. But like we said,
this part's almost a little shorter than the last one. I have less to say about it, and we can finish the last two episodes at the end. It should be perfect timing if we, you know, play our cards right.
Last two episodes. We're not doing two more episodes.
No. Last two, the last two episode names from the last.
Oh, yeah.
That I didn't get to finish because you're like, we got to stop.
Oh, okay.
I could throw them on here at the end just for funsies.
I thought that was what happened. I was like, no, I don't think you were done. But I was like, I don't want to argue with him. If he says he's done, I got to wrap it up.
I have two episodes, but I don't have that much to say about them. I can throw them on at the end and it'll be fine.
Hey, folks, just remember that when he talks for 20 minutes about each one of the episode titles.
Shut up. okay. So let's get into this because I don't want to waste any more time. We are right after last week, the gray man came in, Rand killed him. Lanfear says, that's not my shit. And he's like, what are you talking about? She's like, I told you there were other, you know, there are other factors in play. And he rips open his door to just find chaos. And dead Aielman right there, who got, there was like, I think, six Aielman in his, like, whatever they call, like, an anteroom, like his, the room before his rooms, basically.
Where your guards would be if...
Yeah, and he had, like, you know, I don't know, at least six, maybe 10 Aiel guards.
It says
they're
six
all dead.
Here in fandom.
Okay, yeah, he and they're all dead because of the...
Three gray men. Six Aiel, three gray men.
Oh, right, so the Aiel managed to kill a couple of the gray men, yeah. So there's three dead gray men, so there's a total of four gray men and six Aiel. That's a pretty good ratio because... Gray men fuck people up. Like you don't even notice that they're there until they're already like killing you. So
yeah,
the fact that the Aiel were on it is saying something for sure.
That would have been,
like I said, right there.
That would have been six people from the Stone River. They would have all been dead.
Right, exactly. And so Rand goes out and like chaos in the Stone. There's Trollocs everywhere. There's Madrals. There, you know, there's Eyeless everywhere. There's just chaos in the Stone fighting. And as he's running through the Stone, he fights a little. He grabs a few people, they fight, and at one point he comes across two sets of Trollocs and two Midral fighting each other. So we don't hear that in the clip, but I'm only assuming like that's whoever's attacking the Stone. I think Samael at this point, I'm not sure. And then I think the other Trollocs probably belong to Lanfear, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh.
They don't really clear that up. We can ask Jeremy, like, if you remember, ask Jeremy about that when he gets back. He's pretty good about that kind of stuff. So our clip is going to be towards the end of this chapter. Rand's been running around. I think Lanfear is gone at this point, and he's trying to help out, you know, all the homies of the light in the Stone of Tyr at this point. And then he meets up with Lan and Moraine at the end. And he, I think this is in the clip I picked. He does something when he has Kalendor. It creates this storm cloud that searches out all the Shadow Spawn and kills them wherever they are on the Stone. And it's pretty amazing. And he doesn't even really know, you know, how he does it. Lanfear and Rand face off for a second, and then she lets him go so he can go, you know, see what's going on in the Stone. And there's a huge battle that ensues. And then we get to this clip. So here we go.
The Shadow Rising, Chapter 10, The Stone Stands. What's our timestamp?
2230.
2230.
Fast enough. While he killed Trollocs in handfuls, others still slew, if only to escape. Suddenly he stopped, surrounded by the dead in a wide hallway. He had to do something, something more. The power slid along his bone. The power froze his marrow. Something to kill them all. All of them at once. The taint of Sidene rolled over him, a mountain of rotting filth threatening to bury his soul. Raising Kalendor, he drew on the source. Drew on it till it seemed he must scream screams of frozen flame. He had to kill them all. Just beneath the ceiling, right above his head, air slowly began to revolve, spinning faster, milling in streaks of red and black and silver. It roiled and collapsed inward, whining as it whirled and grew smaller still. Sweat rolled down Rand's face as he stared up at it. He had no idea what it was. Only that racing flows he could not begin to count connected him to the mass. It had mass. A weight growing greater while the thing fell inward on itself. Kalendor flared brighter and brighter, too brilliant to look at. He closed his eyes and the light seemed to burn through his eyelids. The power raced through him, a raging torrent that threatened to carry all that was him into the spinning. He had to let go. He had to. He forced his eyes open and was like looking at all the thunderstorms in the world compressed to the size of a Trolloc's head. He had to. Had to. Had to. Now. The thought floated like crackling laughter on the rim of his awareness. He severed the flows rushing out of him, leaving the thing still whirling, whining like a drill on bone. Now! And the lightnings came, flashing out along the ceiling left and right like silver streams. A Murdral stepped out of a side corridor before it could take a second step. Half a dozen flaring streaks stabbed down. The other streams flowed on, fanning down every branching of the corridor, replaced by more and more erupting every second. Rand had not a clue to what he had made or how it worked. He could only stand there, quivering with the power that filled him with the need to use it. Even if it destroyed him, he could feel Trollocs and Murdral dying. Feel the lightnings strike and kill. He could kill them everywhere. Everywhere in the world. He knew it. But Kalendor, he could do anything. And he knew trying would kill him, just as surely. The lightnings faded and died with the last Shadow Spawn. The spinning mass imploded with a loud clap of inrushing air. But Kalendor still shone like the sun. He shook with the power. Moraine was there, a dozen paces away, staring at him. Her dress was neat, every fold of blue silk in place, but wisps of her hair were disarrayed. She looked tired. And shocked. What you have done? I would not have believed possible. Lan appeared, half trotting up the hall, sword in hand. Face bloody, coat torn. Without taking her eyes from Rand, Moraine flung out a hand, halting the warder short of her. Well short of Rand. As if he were too dangerous for even Lan to approach. Are you? Well, Rand.
Have you already lost your mind?
Dark-haired girl, little more than a child. She lay sprawled on her back, eyes wide and fixed on the ceiling, blood blackening the bosom of her dress. Sadly, he bent to brush strands of hair from her face. Light, she's only a child. It was too late. Why didn't I do it sooner? A child. I will see that someone takes care of Aran. Lorraine said gently, you cannot help her now. His hand shook so hard in Colander that he could barely hold on. With this, I can do anything. His voice was harsh in his own ears. Anything. Rand, Lorraine said gently. He would not listen. The power was in him. Kalindor blazed, and he was the power. He channeled, directing flows into the child's body, searching, trying, fumbling. She lurched to her feet, arms and legs unnaturally rigid and jerky. Rand, you cannot do this. Not this. Breathe. She has to breathe. The girl's chest rose and fell. Heart has to beat. Blood already thick and dark oozed from the wound in her chest. Live. Live, burn you. I didn't mean to be too late. Her eyes stared at him, filmed. Lifeless. Tears trickled unheeded down his cheeks. She has to live. Heal her, Moraine. I don't know how. Heal her. Death cannot be healed, Rand. You are not the creator. Staring into those dead eyes, Rand slowly withdrew the flows. The body fell stiffly. He threw back his head and howled, as wild as any Trolloc. Braided fire sizzled into the walls and ceiling as he lashed out in frustration and pain. Sagging, he released Sidene, pushed it away. It was like pushing away a boulder, like pushing away life. Strength drained out of him with the power. The taint remained, though, a stain weighing him down with darkness. He had to ground Colander on the floor tiles and lean on it to stay on his feet. It was hard to speak, his throat hurt. Elaine, Aran, the rest. Was I too late for them, too? You are not too late, Moraine said calmly. But she had come no closer, and Lan looked ready to dart between her and Rand. You must not. Are they still alive? Rand shouted. They are, she assured him. He nodded in weary relief. He tried not to look at the girl's body. 3 days waiting so he could enjoy a few stolen kisses. If he had moved 3 days ago, but he had learned things in those 3 days. Things he might be able to use if he could put them together. If. Not too late for his friends, at least. Not too late for them. How did the Trollocs get in? I don't think they climbed the walls like Aiel. Not with the sun still up. Is it still up? He shook his head to dispel some of the fog. No matter. Lanfear was here. This was not her doing. She said so, and I believe her. You don't seem surprised, Moraine. Would Lanfear's offer surprise her? Would anything? Lanfear was here, and I talked with her. She didn't try to kill me, and I didn't try to kill her. And you are not surprised. I doubt you could kill her. Yet. A glance at Colander was the merest flicker of dark eyes. Not unaided. And I doubt she will try to kill you. Yet. We know very little of any of the Forsaken, and least of all Lanfear. But we do know she loved Luzther and Telamon. To say you are safe from her is certainly too strong. There is a good deal she can do to harm you, short of murder. But I do not think she will try to kill, as long as she thinks she might win Luzther and back again. Lanfear wanted him. A daughter of the night, used by mothers who only half believed in her to frighten children.
See, that's...
She certainly frightened him. It was nearly enough to make him laugh. Tomorrow? Moraine said. Tomorrow I will tell you what I am going to do. Some of it he would. The thought of Moraine's face if he told her everything made him want to laugh. If he knew everything himself yet. Lanfear had given him almost the last piece without knowing it. One more step tonight. The hand holding Colander by his side trembled. With that, he could do anything. I'm not mad yet. Not mad enough for that. Tomorrow. A good night to us all, the light willing. Tomorrow, he would begin to unleash another kind of lightning. Another lightning that might save him or kill him.
Thank the light.
Hey, so before we go any farther, I was wrong. Rand does not ask the Aelfin or the Aelfin how to cleanse the source. He asks him where he has to go because they tell him to go to Rudian.
That's right. Does he learn how to clean the source in Rudian?
No, he learns that like...
He just worked that out on his own.
He works it out on his own. Remember he's talking to Master Fel?
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to figure out like how he can do it.
Because it was one of the things actually that's funny that you mentioned that, because he ends up getting like murdered, Master Fel, right?
Yeah, by the golem.
Or disappearing or something. And he gets,
gets torn apart.
It makes more sense why he gets killed, because he had
kind of
figured out how to cleanse the taint.
Yep.
Or, you know, at least a theory behind it. So that's one of the things that I'm catching in these releases that I obviously haven't spent as much time with those middle books. And I'm like, dude, holy shit.
Yeah, and you always use the bidet. That's how you cleanse the taint.
No, you cleanse the taint.
Just, I mean...
You cleanse the taint like Ruprecht does in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
No, they tell you in Deadpool, you get you Huggies Natural Care wet wipes.
A Deadpool too.
And then, you know what? Maybe treat yourself to a blow and go if you get yourself a hairdryer.
Can I just say wet wipes are God's gift to my asshole?
You know what they're really bad on, though? Your plumbing.
That's why you don't flush them, dummy.
That's why you don't shove them up your ass. You just clean the outside.
Well, I've been doing this all wrong.
Dang it. So, Des, you know, I'd still take a lot of showers, but I used to take a lot of showers, especially when I like worked at a pub and like ate shitty, because it's like, well, I'm going to shit 9 times a day and I can't
wait. Are you like Jason Bateman? Are you a poop and shower kind of guy?
No, not anymore. I used to be because... I
don't think I realized all those showers were because you pooped and you...
I mean, I still do two a day, no matter what. But like, I'd take like seven a day because sometimes I'd eat poorly. And it's like, well, I literally can't wipe anymore. I'll just, you know, rinse it off. But I don't do that anymore because my wife makes me eat healthy.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the last episode of Thank the Light, because we can't go on after this.
So, you know, you could just get a tushy. That's what I have. I have tushies on all of mine.
Oh, yeah, you do.
My goal in life is to, when I get a house, to get a smart toilet.
Yeah.
I don't need a fucking toilet that knows more than I think I might know stuff.
No, I just mean like...
One of the first pictures that Amy sent me was the picture of the toilet and all the different settings on the bidet. It's like lights, warm water, front warm water, adjusting warm water.
Yeah, hotter warm water.
Yes. There is a Thai food place right by where I live that both bathrooms have like those kind of toilets in them. Ooh. And I'm like, I'm going to grab a bubble tea and go take a shit.
Well, you know what? Do you know what my favorite Korean restaurant has? Only in the men's room, because my wife had to accidentally use the men's room. And she's like, why don't...
Massage table.
No, mouthwash. A mouthwash dispenser.
Okay.
You hit a little button, a little paper cup drops, and then you put a little bit of mouthwash in there. And I don't know why.
That's so cool. I've never seen that before.
I don't know why the guy, and it's the same one. There's two of them. There's Spoon and Bold, and both of them, they're owned by the same person. So whoever that guy is.
He likes fresh breath on his men.
His butthole is dirty, but his mouth.
When you want to have a little man time in the bathroom, then you just wash your mouth out. I was just going
to say, maybe he's the one cleaning the asshole.
Well, it's sort of like a bidet, and you're really clean afterwards.
Well, one of you is.
What's your friend's name? Bidet. Why?
Bidair. Hardly knew her. That's stupid.
So that was amazing, actually. Did Lanfear send any of the murder all?
I think she's got Jeremy. At one point, there's like a group of Trollocs fighting each other. So is some of them Samuel is who sent this attack, correct?
Yes. But it's not Lanfear who. She takes credit by not saying anything or by she says something like, I can't remember how it goes in the book. And I missed that section when I was indisposed.
Well, it's the last chapter. She's like, there's a lot of factors at play right now or many factions or something like that. Some shit like that.
I think it was Grendel. And I think it was
really
someone told her to do it. And I can't remember. There's somebody. There is a point in the books when it is explained and we get a clear and concise answer on who does send those extra.
I thought Grendel was just guarding the gizmo.
Yes. Yeah. The cosmic key.
The cosmic key. Yeah.
It's the cosmic key.
No, Gwindel, not Grendel. Plumply pretty or small person, Billy Barty.
Okay. Riddle me this, Batman. So again, I feel like everyone is traveling in the same pack, but they're surprised to see each other constantly.
Well, the Stone of Tears is huge. It's like a small city.
They're not surprised to see each other. But finish your question, Dez. Sorry.
Does Moraine not recognize Selene as Lanfear? Is she that cloaked?
She was. She never even has never seen her.
I don't think she's ever been around her.
So we have to remember, when Rand is traveling, he's only traveling with himself and two other guys, Loyal and Huron. And that's when they meet right. Selene.
When she
it's
first
just the
shows
three
up.
Of them. Yeah.
No,
when they finally
were
get
with Perrin
no.
two chapters
no.
ago.
No.
But she didn't. She just came to Rand's room. She wasn't just walking.
She just
around
shows up
phone.
Like boop. She just appears.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I need a bigger whiteboard.
Yeah. You do.
I remember the first time I met Cormac's friends, or one of Cormac's friends, and they're actually our friends now. They're actually awesome people. But he was in a...
They're nine. They're really smart.
Yeah, they're really smart. But the dad was in a... oh, Jesus Christ. All I can think of is...
Rock Band.
No, a book club. What was the HBO show about the book?
Kids TV show.
The L Word.
That hasn't fit.
Sopranos.
the HBO fantasy show. About
50 Shades of Grey.
That hasn't finished yet. I will screech this podcast to a halt if you guys don't answer my question honestly.
I don't know the answer.
I know you know what it is. George R.R. Martin's book.
Oh, House of the Dragon.
You got one more shot.
Game of Thrones.
There we go.
Sorry. I was going with the most topical one, you shithead.
This is a
god.
I'm trying to
should have just said fucking brother sister fucking. I'd have been like, oh,
oh god.
And then they throw a kid off the tower, and I'd be like, oh.
Anyways, he had an epic whiteboard in his living room when we first met them.
Really?
For the Game of Thrones.
Trying to keep up with shit. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's like Charlie smoking a cigarette, trying to draw.
Lots of yarn and post-it notes.
All the tacks connecting all the dots. Jesus.
Kaiser Soze.
The best trick the Wheel of Prime ever told is that the books don't exist.
Okay, you know what? Great. I'm sorry. Mic drop.
That's beautiful.
Joke on this entire podcast, 150 episodes or whatever. Like, you fucking win, dude.
Oh, my God.
That's it. I think we should probably stop now.
Rafe?
This is the highest we can get. I mean, I can get higher, but...
I'm going to light my cigarette and stop limping right now. Just walk away.
Yep. Rudy Jaffikins is Kaiser Soze.
How do you shoot Rafe Judkins in the back? What if you miss?
Take another shot. Do it. And the fact that he says he loves the book so much, I swear to God, if season 3 isn't epic, I'm going to fucking, I don't know, I'm an old white guy. I guess I'll just write him a sternly worded letter.
Dear sir,
I am very Parker. Disappointed in you, young man. This show is not what it's supposed to be.
It's a fine show. Just don't call it the Wheel of... Call it fantasy epic movie time show.
You know what? I would have been okay if they said, like, another turning, and then had it be weird, because then they wouldn't have had to be beholden to anything. Shut up, Jeremy.
Nope.
Your opinion doesn't matter right now. I'm just saying.
Sucks.
What? Okay, Jeremy. How about this?
Okay.
They use the characters, but just don't even try to follow the books. They're like, here's some characters you know and love.
If they would have told me that from the beginning, then I would have been like, oh, fine. That's just something I don't want to watch. So then, okay.
That's true.
And then I wouldn't have put any time into it.
What if it was a
next
cartoon?
Thought, what if it's like dungeon porny, communist-y, really repetitive, and it's written by Terry Goodkind?
Well, now I'm in.
All right.
Okay. All right.
And we call it what, Jeremy?
It was called Legend of the Seeker.
The Legend of the Seeker.
Legend of the Seeker.
What if it was called Two River Babies and it was just them as,
okay.
as 5-year-olds?
Now I'm back in.
It's just Rand's drunk mom.
Teen Titans, Eamon's Field.
Oh my God, Muppet Babies.
Oh, we're getting so off track.
Matt's mom getting fucked behind the bar by Rand's dad. Because Rand...
No, Egwene's dad. I'm the mayor. You want your husband out of jail and not juggle these mayor balls. Jeremy's like, you're corrupting it even worse than Rafe could have ever done.
What is that brown pile over there? It's snow. Go eat it.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking up, you know, Rafe Judkins was supposed to be doing God of War as a TV show, too.
And they fucking kicked him off of it after they saw the second season of Wheel of Time.
Yeah, I'm looking, trying to find his name on this. They're talking about it. I don't see it anywhere. I think they're...
It's funny being on Twitter because, like, you know, people are like, come on, season 4. I'm just like, phew.
Me neither.
I really don't think it's going to happen, guys. I mean, I hope it does because I just want to see it. But, like, we'll see. Jordan Con's, like, next week. So
there's no way they can greenlight 4 until they find out if 3 is...
Yeah, they ain't doing it like they've done the last couple of seasons. That's for sure.
Hey, Jeff Bezos didn't get rich by greenlighting shit.
That's right.
Oh, fuck, I'm drunk. This is going to be bad.
He got rich by printing books by the order. So that every episode of Wheel of Time is going to start after the previous episode airs. You're like, okay, you get
last
one
week
more.
On the Wheel of Prime.
Next week on the Wheel of Time, Rand gets a new mechanical hand.
Next week on the Wheel of Prime, we'll actually do something from the books. Oh, shit.
I'm not a monster.
We all know that's a fucking lie.
They got me again.
God damn it. Again. Son of a bitch. Okay, we should probably talk about this clip a little bit.
Lucille.
Last time on Wheel of Prime, none of this.
What's your girlfriend's name again? Nynaeve? Anne? Anyway. It doesn't matter. You really want to get back with her?
Yeah, I don't think she's good for us.
Okay, George Michael.
Don't call my prostitutes whores.
Trick is something a whore does for money. Or candy.
At the end of this episode, I want to cast all of us. At the end of this episode. The end of this episode, can we all cast ourselves as a Arrested Development character, please? Has to be a Bluth family member or, like, you know.
I call Job.
No, you don't get to name yourself, Dickweed.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We get to name you.
Oh, like you're going to.
You guys get to name me.
Okay.
Like you're going to be anyone but Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
I mean, I can deliver a one-liner when I'm not too wasted. I was thinking more Job. Da-na-na-na.
I'm thinking more Tobias.
Fuck you. I'm nude all the time, bitch. All the time. Right now, I have no pants on.
No. I am pantsless.
I'll be Michael Cera.
I want to be maybe.
Maybe.
Everybody wants to be maybe.
She's the smartest. You know what joke
I just
marry
got?
Me.
I fucking love that show so much. I just got the joke the other day when she makes her handicapped character named Shirley.
Which, I'm sorry, I was too busy shitting myself. What did you say? What joke you just got?
Maybe names her handicapped doppelganger Shirley.
I never thought of that either.
I've only seen like the first like two or three seasons, so you guys have a lot more knowledge than me.
Oh my
no,
God.
This is in the first three seasons.
For the last 3 months, I nap to Arrested Development and I sleep to Seinfeld. Every day at 3:30, I put on Arrested Development, and sometimes I go to sleep, sometimes I don't, but I just lay there for an hour and just take an Arrested Development siestas.
It's one of the most middle-aged white woman things I've ever heard.
A friend of mine yesterday, we were talking, and I said,
"I'm like that with Scrubs." Though.
What are you, a stay-at-home podcasting dad? Maybe.
Surely.
A friend of mine, we were talking yesterday, and I said, "You haven't seen Arrested Development?" He's a lot younger than me. He's all, "No, I never saw it." I said, "You should watch it." He goes, "Really? Yeah, you should watch it." I said, "But also, just know if you don't like it, it's going to be a real problem with me."
Like, it's a deal breaker. We won't be friends anymore. Like, that's it.
This could be it.
Like, that is all.
And we work together. This could be bad.
Hey, quit lying, Jeremy. You don't have any fucking friends.
He's got work friends.
He's a work.
No, yeah, he's got like work buddies.
Yes. Totally.
Shut up.
Hey, we went to Topgolf together.
Okay, we should probably talk about this clip for like 5 minutes before we have to get off the show.
Well, we got to start. I'm good with the clip. We got, I mean, I don't know. If you have anything you need to add, we'll
just edit this into magic.
There's only so much I can do, Jeremy.
Jesus. Well, I mean, like, Brand does something that supposedly isn't possible. Like, he makes that cloud that just attacks the shadow spawn only. Like, that's something that's like.
Why is it the sword that is not a sword? Why is it not a sword and not just a sword? Sword. Why do they call it the sword that is not a sword?
Because it's not.
Well, it is a sword, but it's a sawing reel. So it's more of a sawing reel.
Yeah, it's not metal. Like, it's sort of like made of what, crystal?
Yeah.
If I swing it at you, it's a sword. I'm done.
I mean, technically, yeah, but I think it would probably break, right? I don't know. Calendar break? Strong. Okay, is it like, okay.
No, it's super strong.
So does he just hold it in one hand and wield magic with the other? Or, I mean, he uses it like a sword, right?
Never uses it like a sword.
Oh, really?
No, it's kind of like, I don't know. How would you describe how he uses it? Like a ray gun?
What is this? What is this?
It's kind of like points and then laser. Like, it's, I don't know, like.
Freaking laser beams. No, it's, so it just amplifies your power. So he just holds onto it and then uses it to, like, create lightning or fire or, like, giant fireballs or whatever.
Balefire or whatever.
And then he uses it at the end of the series to fight the Dark One. But that's not even, there's no, well, I guess he does use it. I take that back. He does use it as a sword at the very, very end.
Kind of, yeah.
He's fighting against, what's his face?
Yeah, Moradin.
Moradin, with it as a sword.
Okay, because I knew it was a sawing reel and it was an amplifier, but I thought while it was amplifying his power, he was swinging it around like,
no,
swinging his shillelagh.
But no, Jeremy's right, he swings it around.
He does it at the very end,
like when, like basically like only under like a final.
Yeah.
In like real time for you, Dez, like 9 years. You'll get there, buddy.
For my 60th birthday, we'll celebrate Rand using the
I'm gonna like make you a crystal calendar for your 60th birthday. You finally figure out what it is.
What is the name of episode 5, Justin?
Oh, we already talked about that.
Episode 6.
Okay. Episode 6 is Golden Eyes.
No, we already talked about that. What about episode 7?
Okay. So I fucked up, and then there's a Seeds of the Shadow, which I believe is episode 3.
Well, they moved around. Like every article I found has them in a different order.
Right. This is the order that kind of John from What Up put them in, and I missed one of them. So Seeds of the Shadow is going to be after the Telon Riad episode, and that's probably going to have to deal with like Matt, Min, the tower, them leaving, deciding to go to Tanchico, like right after, you know, Egwene figures out in Telon Riad what they need to do. And then the episode after that is probably going to be called He Comes with the Dawn. And that's where Rand, after he goes to Riudan, he goes to Al-Qardai, announces it's like a natural like amphitheater kind of, not unlike the Gorge.
Like Red Rocks.
Yeah, like Red Rocks or the Gorge or something, you know, and he goes and he announces that he's the Dragon Reborn. And he like makes it fucking rain or some shit.
Is 50 Cent going to be there with Korn?
Yeah.
No, it's Eminem. And you know what? 50 Cent is going to be there doing a remix of the club because Rand is going to make it fucking rain.
See this drumstick?
Yeah.
This is a drumstick that I caught at the Red Rocks from the Roots.
Nice.
What?
This is a Questlove drumstick.
That's awesome.
Sick. I still have the D12 shirt from Proof. Actually, Nicole has it, but she still wears it all the time.
Yeah, she does.
From Dead Proof, where Dez and I offended this white lady and her daughter so badly because we started screaming, fuck Eminem.
Those poor girls, their life is still ruined from that experience. These two.
Those guys were like mad that. That was pretty funny.
It was a D12 concert. And if you're not.
Jeremy doesn't know who that is.
If you don't understand. Eminem is on like 90% of D12 songs, but he was never like an official member. He was just like the other guy. And of course he was. So yeah, so this D12 concert, and there's nothing in the ad that says Eminem's going to be there. It just says D12. And so this mom.
It's like Michael McDonald in the 80s. He's just on every album.
We went to it knowing that he was not going to be there.
We were but we weren't like shocked when the concert kept going and he didn't come out on stage. And the mom and the daughter that were in front of us wearing their Eminem t-shirts just continually got sadder and sadder and sadder.
And it was a great show too. Really good show.
It was an amazing show. It was really cool.
Two of the best hip hop shows I've ever been to, that and Redman Meth Man, bro.
Red Meth, maybe the best concert I've ever been to, just for like
really good.
I've never seen two men happier to be doing what they're doing, like just two guys on stage that are just like this is my life and I am all about it.
We're in one of the best weed cities in the world. We are gonna get a lot of pussy and get fucked up tonight.
And it was that was the kind of show they were having where it's like, this is our night just started, like we're gonna
yeah, like we just woke up.
We woke up like 2 hours ago, and after this show, we're going to actually party.
Exactly. We're going to kick it with the Seahawks.
With Marshawn Lynch. With
Marshawn.
Marshawn Lynch.
So, not much really to talk about other than this clip is Rand kind of loses his shit. He makes a really cool thing. He tries to revive that child.
Oh,
and scares
God. We didn't even talk
out.
About. Yeah.
He scares the shit out of Moraine by trying to revive the child. And she's like, are you. You good? Like, you good? And the last thing I had to say about, you know, the stuff coming up for next season. So we're going to get the Waste. We're going to get Tanchico, probably some tower stuff. Camelin. I think those are going to be our locales. Is any of that make you excited, Jeremy? If it's done well? No? Just no?
Nope. They got me twice. They ain't going to get me again.
Go fucking hang out with your friends, the White Cloaks.
Lower expectations.
It excites me if we see it, but I can't listen to you say it and be like, yeah,
no,
yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
Allow me to say, like, you know, first season, yeah, we're going to do this. Second season, yeah. Third season, I'm like, Dragon Reborn, please.
I just want to see Rand in like a couple episodes. No, you know what? Forget it. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And you know what? Like, maybe Rafe Judkins needs his own Matt Cawthon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe he does.
Someone to keep.
Rafe owns this basically at this point, right? Like, they couldn't be like, you know what? The fans don't like what you're doing. We're going to get someone else in here. Like, They basically
They could absolutely do that. They won't.
They won't do that.
He's in the driver's seat of his car that's going right off a cliff.
Yeah, and he needs his own.
Like, push the gas, buddy. Whatever you want to do.
You know, just tell my Louise that shit. Just do it.
Hey, Rafe, if you want to light my tax shelter on fire, you just go right.
Thanks for nothing. And he needs his own mat to keep him from becoming such a huge prick.
Too late. I have enjoyed this thoroughly, talking with you guys. That is for sure. Everyone out there, please send us some questions, some comments, your hopes, your dreams, to thankthelight at gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. If you're keeping the faith, we want to know what's keeping you excited. And as always, we're still on the lookout for people who have never, will never read the books. We want to know what you're thinking about the show. And I guess if you're listening to this show, we'll get you through the books. You don't have to bother. We'll read the books for you.
Yeah.
And you can just enjoy it.
We'll just tell you about it in a funny way.
But we, you know, as the show, you know, starts to wane a little bit, this conversation is all we have. So we would love it if you would join in on that. And we'd love to talk about what you guys are excited about.
Yes. Last things. Dez, I think you will really like when Rand starts to get more deliberate with the power. Like when he starts to get a little angry and starts to figure out things, I think you will dig the books a little more. You're like, never. I'm never going to.
But that's like four books. I mean, I'm sure I will, but...
No, it starts to happen towards the end of this book. When he goes to Rhiannon, he starts to learn a lot more. He gets a teacher towards the end of this book, and he starts to learn a lot more, a lot faster. And it's like he starts to be very... Like now he just kind of does stuff like by instinct or luck. Then he starts to decide, he starts to figure stuff out and then do it and then be able to repeat it pretty fast. Last thing, Jeremy, was this bubble of evil 3 days ago? Like now this is happening, or was it more than that? Do you think, you know, with Perrin?
I think it was more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, but you might be right.
I don't know. If 4 days is passing between chapters, this whole story is going to take a lot longer.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking. I was like, do you think that this was pretty recent after? I mean, I think
it was this morning, the way this story's going.
Yeah, like maybe like, you know, like this happened Friday night. This is Monday. Like,
no, I think you're right. So you said the 3 days, because he says 3 days of stealing kisses from Elaine, basically.
Elaine, exactly. That's what made me think of it. I'm like, so that would make sense, you know, just like, you know, over the weekend, couple of days. And he's like,
everyone out there, Jeremy measures most of his days by kisses. So
that's true. That's true. I have no idea which day it is because my wife's been gone for almost a week now. No kisses.
She's actually been gone 7 days. He's like, you've been gone for 9 weeks.
Oh, that would be hilarious. My dog comes up and licks me and I'm like, what? It's Friday. How do I know? Lie.
Is it dark? When did the sun go down?
I know. When is she back? Kisses. We need to get him for like 3 more episodes of stuff while he's alone.
I know. Seriously. I got she doesn't come back for another till Friday, next Friday. So.
Oh, we got at least one, if not two.
You guys can double up. Pack it in, man.
Yeah. Well, I'll double check my schedule, see if I can double up again next week. Because I think if we do that, I think we're good through my crazy June, assuming we continue to record every week.
And I was going to tell you too, my Wednesdays aren't they canceled that no gi class. So, so it went to gi. So I'm like, I can miss it now. So, Tuesday nights, I can't.
Okay.
But Wednesdays and Thursdays, I'm good. Mondays and Fridays, usually I'm good too. So,
okay.
So when you say no gi, it was like you wanted to be naked fighting and then they said you have to wear a gi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I was like, more clothes between me and a sweaty guy? No, thank you.
I prefer all of my fight scenes to be like Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises in the Sweat House.
I'll rip your sack off like a paper towel. All right, I gotta go. And on that note, I am the podcaster that is not a podcaster.
May you always find water and shade. I don't podcast unless my pants are on the floor. Bye.
Just always does it. Everything bottomless.
Always, always. No tits. Only
straight up Pooh Bear in it.
Straight shirt cocking it.
Now that you're all caught up here, why don't you head on over to patreon.com/soundsawesome, where $3 will get you our whole lineup of exclusive podcasts. That's right, $3 gets you 12 exclusive podcasts. That's not $3 a podcast. $3 gets you all of them and puts you in prime position to continue and receive an exclusive podcast every 2 weeks at patreon.com/soundsawesome. I am not ordinary, I am a masterpiece. You know I do it for me, I am not perfect.
You have to cut this out.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
On the next Arrested Development, Job protests the pet store's frozen dove exchange policy.
Return from whence you came.